protesters turned out in their thousands, desperate to get their voices heard. Their plight branded on flags, banners, even family pets. If government plans get the go-ahead, council tenants with a joint household income of more than £30,000, or £40,000 in London, could be forced to pay full private market rates or face eviction. John Adams, who's lived in his property in London for 20 years, is one of those affected.
In my case, I would have to ask my daughter to leave because it takes us over to £40,000. Where does she go? Because you're working class people, surely, you know, you should be able to live comfortably without having to struggle.
We've been a council tenant for 40 years altogether, and it's just not fair. It's not fair, it's not just us, but to many, many people, as you can see, who's here.
As part of the plans, the right to stay in a council house indefinitely would also be withdrawn, with tenancies reviewed from time to time. And with the value of some council properties rising considerably in recent years, protesters say gentrification is forcing them out.
As you can see, several thousand people have turned out to protest here today. This government bill is all about changing generation rent to generation buy. And of course, people here in London are worse affected because rents are going up so quickly.
Of course, encouraging right to buy is nothing new. Margaret Thatcher made it a centrepiece of Conservative policy in the 1980s. 3 decades on, and it means council estates house a cross-section of society, side by side. Of course, the exact details of this bill will be debated in due course, but the government insists rents will have to go up gradually.
Equally, it's about getting a fair balance between what somebody would pay if they were in the private rented sector as well, and there are people in there. So it's getting that balance, but I'll be very clear. Once people move over that threshold, there will be a taper. So they won't suddenly jump to market rent. There will be a taper that will make it fair. So we make sure we do what we've always said we would do in this government, what we've insisted on and been determined about since 2010, which is it will always pay to work.
Protesters want changes to the bill, all for it to be scrapped altogether. But the government insists there are tens of thousands of council tenants earning well over £50,000 who need to start paying their way. Rebecca Williams, Sky News.